The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, a new shared charging pilot scheme will allow homeowners to rent out their EV chargers to members of the public. The move was announced by Minister Dara O'Brien as one of a number of actions to address the transition to electric vehicles. Geraldine Herbert, motoring editor and columnist with the Sunday Independent, joins me now. Geraldine, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
So how is this going to work? We were talking there about trying to levy Airbnbs and hotels on with a tourist tax on bed nights. How is this system going to work? Have they thought it through?
Well, we don't have a huge amount of details at the moment, and it is basically like an Airbnb in the sense that it gives drivers more places to charge and homeowners a chance to earn extra income. Now, there is an app available at the moment that works in the UK and Ireland, Go Pluggable, so I would imagine it'll work more or less the same way. So basically, homeowners can list their chargers on the app. Then EV drivers can obviously search for a book and pay for charging sessions through the app, and the platform actually handles all of the booking and processes the payment, so it's hassle-free for both.
Okay, and the idea would be that you'd be being charged something like the domestic electricity charge plus a little something for the owner of the charger, which would end up being cheaper than any of the publicly available chargers on the forecourt, for example.
Yeah, I mean, that's the idea, Pat. Again, I presume homeowners could set their own rates. I mean, it would, like, it's one of these things, it's an interesting idea on paper, but you would wonder how practical it actually is. A lot of EV owners would have very cheap rates at night, but they would have quite expensive rates during the day. So you'd wonder whether the income generated would actually, I would imagine it'd be quite low compared to the inconvenience or what would be perceived as an inconvenience for a lot of people. I mean, there would be additional costs for maintenance and potential repairs for your charger. So it'll be interesting to see what sort of data they collect with this pilot. The whole point is to just see what kind of problems and what successes they have with it before it would be considered, to be rolled nationwide.
And do we know with this Go Pluggable app, have any problems, teething problems emerged from that? I mean, you know, someone who plugs in their EV and, doesn't come back to get it, or an EV goes on fire, whatever it might be. Any reports of difficulties there?
Yeah, I don't have any reports, but obviously, I mean, again, you'd have to think to yourself, will these chargers be properly maintained? If there is an issue with them, there is really no support in place. I mean, these are homeowners, it's peer-to-peer. So, I mean, I could see a lot of issues with this, Pat, to be honest. I don't want to be negative about it. Obviously, it is, as I said, an interesting idea on paper, but I would imagine rolling it out in reality would raise a lot of problems.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, it seems to be addressing a problem that should probably be addressed by decent infrastructure for the forthcoming EV protocols, which are going to, I mean, we're all going to be driving EVs probably within a decade.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, the infrastructure is improving. There's 100 million going into it. But the other issue is, Pat, it's fast chargers that are needed. You know, what people have at home are slow chargers that take 8 to 10 hours to charge a car. So again, you know, with time constraints, you just wonder what the appeal of this really would be.
Mm. There's another scheme, I don't know whether you came across it, this where if you buy an electric motorbike, you get a grant.
Yeah, this is interesting. I mean, electric motorbikes are quite a niche in Ireland. I presume the idea of this, when you introduce grants, you lower the upfront costs and you just, I suppose, introduce electric motorbikes to people who may not have considered them. So, I mean, it's really, I suppose, to make another alternative choice for commuters. Again, they're more expensive than petrol motorbikes. So whether the 500 to 1,000 that's being offered will really bridge that gap. But I think it's more just publicity about them. A lot of people are just unaware that they actually exist.
So finally, Geraldine, this pilot scheme, who is going to be the beneficiaries of the minister's idea? Do we know where it's going to be rolled out and how it's going to work?
No, again, they've very little detail. They've said that they're going to roll it out in urban, suburban and rural areas. Again, like what the scale of this will be, we've yet to see. But as I said, it's one of those things on paper, it seems like a good idea. But, you know, we'll see what practical application it really has.
It's interesting that, you know, there's a scheme to help owners of apartments in blocks that have fire safety issues. You may wonder what this has got to do with anything, but the Minister for Housing at the time approved a pilot scheme for two blocks. Do you know where they were? In North Dublin. Where is the minister's constituency? North Dublin.
Okay.
So will these EV charging schemes be rolled out in North Dublin? Only time will tell.
Exactly, yes. We hope it'll be a bit more extensive than that.
All right. Geraldine Herbert, motoring editor and columnist with the Sunday Independent. Thank you very much. Now, so many comments coming in on tourist tax. A tourist tax is a loopy idea. Dublin is a dirty, dangerous kip. We're lucky to have any tourists at all. We are not Paris or Venice or Barcelona. We are Kipsville, says Ed. On chargers, the council and the ESB have not provided enough chargers for the EV fleet, hence the drop-off in EV purchases. That's from Brian. Well, they are being rolled out, but it is a slow rollout. Cities like Berlin and Valletta I have visited, you leave the tax on the table on your last day, and they were both Airbnbs. And where, into whose pocket does the tax that you leave on the table go? Lots and lots of cities have city taxes. Never puts anybody off. I'm going to Greece this year. I have to pay a tourist tax. Why shouldn't tourists to here do the same? It always depends on how much the tourist tax is. If it's a tenner, that's no big deal. If you're spending €2,000 on a holiday in Ireland, another tenner is no big deal. With the number of tourists we get here, it would bring in quite a lot. After all, they are using facilities while they are here. All right.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.